What up, Thursday
Warriors. Warriors?
So many Warriors on the Thursday.
And some new ones, I think. There's some new ones coming today. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
That'll be awesome. Well, I'm excited. We will see. Welcome to the New Dimension Comics Presents the Toddcast. We haven't actually said that in a long time, so
we
I wanted to. Yeah. I am one of your hosts. I am John Engel. I am with me is one of the most fascinating management members of my team, Tim Cope. He's also the tallest management member I think I have on the team. Maybe.
I think you're right.
John Neal probably could give you a run for your money. But you have the nicer facial hair. He just lets it get all.
Oh, thanks.
Grizzly Adams. So, but I love you both in the platonic friendship way. but anyway, welcome to the Toddcast. We're going to do some housekeeping real quick. So we have some things coming up. So, this Saturday we have, we're going to be down in Wheeling at the YMCA hanging out for their like mini Comic-Con day. That'll be kind of fun. Sunday is the Geek Flea Market up in Cranberry. We are not cooking out this time. It is just the flea market. We have at least four vendors for it. So go and check that out from 12 to 5 on Sunday. And then Tuesday we got the cosplay karaoke, the last one before Three Rivers. It is Saturday morning cartoons, so come and check that out. And then next weekend we have a multitude of things. On the smaller end, we have a Magic pre-release for the new Commander Legends set. I think the only store actually doing it is Butler, but go check that out. On the grander scale is Three Rivers Comic Con. Do you know how hyped I am to get this done so I can sleep for like 3 days straight? It's going to be awesome.
We should do a raffle. Who wants to ride with me to pick up guests?
Well, I only mostly need you to pick up two. I need you to pick up Rick Leonardi and Howard Chaykin. I think you can do
have the time of their life.
I think you can do that and not embarrass us. It will be great, or at least slightly embarrass us.
Dude, I am a aspiring high school actor. I can probably pull that off.
That's fair. Yeah, I am super pumped. This is going to be so good. I just can't wait for it to go and be like just everybody showing up. We're super excited to do this. We have a couple more TV spots that are popping up. I just did a couple more interviews last week. I was on Silverline Comics podcast last night talking about it with a couple guys. Nice. That was awesome. We're going to be on the date on PTL on KDK.
You cheated on me.
I did. Actually, yeah. Yeah, because I was on that. I was on the Triple B. I was on...
what?
Oh, man. The Church of Geek. What was the other one? There's another one, too, that I was on. And then I did, obviously, KDKA. And I did Movies with Fiori. I did an article in my hometown paper, but the next town over paper.
Yeah.
And damn it, I cannot remember the name of that other podcast I did, but it was a lot of fun. It's been a ton of press, and weirdly, no one took us up on the take your picture with the billboard and win VIP tickets. No one did it. So, yeah. Little nuts.
Am I showing up choppy for you on you?
Slightly.
Okay.
Slightly.
Fix it. I think I'm going to just try and do a hotspot with my phone real quick.
It's okay. I'm going to try to, I'm going to pull the background from my thing because it keeps being weird.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I was ringing the bell.
Yeah.
We just hit our highest live viewership without having any kind of guest on.
Hey, DP, what's up, buddy? Sorry.
Yeah.
Saw some people I know in the chat. Good job. All right. DP was a great guest. He was a lot of fun too.
I'm going dark for one moment.
Dark mode.
I'm in dark mode.
Speaking of dark mode, so I get my new phone tomorrow, and can I just tell you how excited I am that Apple put out like an emerald green iPhone for the Green Lantern guy, right? Oh, shit. Did we lose Tim completely? Yeah. No, there you are. I hear you a little. Nope. That's way worse. Terrible.
Switch it back.
Okay. So, Ron, if you like that background that you saw, since you said it in the chat, just so you know, I ordered a giant banner of that, and you can get your picture in front of it at Three Rivers Comic Con on Saturday and Sunday next week. It's going to be awesome. yeah. So I guess we should talk about comics and stuff. Yeah. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, you're better. You're not choppy, but
okay.
All right.
Well,
I'll go first.
Go for it.
Hold on. Let me make sure I turn your share screen on first. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Boom. Good boy. Volume 2, number 1. I'll also point out that we're getting a variant for this book for Three Rivers. So if you're a VIP member, ticket holder, you get a variant of this book at our Three Rivers booth. All right. This book kind of starts off a little slower than the last one. These like ninja puppies, like a SWAT team of dogs, like end up breaking into a super classified records building, and they're looking and they find the farm top secret file, and then they go off and they actually find this farm of puppies and they basically kill everyone, and I mean everyone there. So ultra violent per usual. If you don't know the good boy thing, it's very much so like John Wick's dog being like John Wick. And along comes, you know, good boy. And at the very end, he kind of sees these dead puppies and this guy who kind of protected the town while everybody got destroyed shows up and what is like, why the hell did they bring you here, Flint Sparks? Did you bring this to us? Speak. So it was good. I enjoyed it. I just felt that it was a little bit slower than the original run. But the art is still great. It's all the same creative team. Garrett was supposed to come to the show, but he couldn't this time. And Christina's great too with writing, and it worked out. I really enjoyed it. So,
and he has, we just got an ash can for something else new that he's doing. But in July, Little Red Ronin comes out, and he's doing that one also. I think it's like almost the exact same team. And
oh, yeah,
that book looks fantastic.
It does.
I feel like these books are starting to like provide a very good image and name for Source Point Press for somebody that I feel like they're up and down. They have some good things and bad things, but this is like the kind of consistency that a publisher needs,
right,
to keep rising. So
also don't forget to visit the Source Point booth at the show too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I think they're hitting a streak right now, and it's very good for them. So
I agree.
I'm going to just get this one out of the way, 'cause it was freaking weird as shit. This one is Legion of X number 1. So this is coming out of the Onslaught X-Men Onslaught Revelations.
And, you're an Onslaught revelation.
You are. and this is Nightcrawler starting his own kind of like police, I guess, if you will. He has these, remember he was trying to find some this religion. He was trying to find a religion for Krakoans, and having a hard time coping with the fact that, like, how do you find meaning in someone that, in a group of people that basically can never die. So it starts off really cool. This is Blindfold, who is dead at the moment. And she is at the altar, and the altar is inside Legion's mind, and it is basically like the headquarters for the Legion of X, this police force. It is the headquarters for his different personalities, and it's just a gigantic mutant oasis inside of his massive freaking messed up brain. But they had a relationship at one point, and now they're together. This is her consciousness, I guess, meeting with him. Although I kind of have a feeling that maybe he's just going a little crazy because that's kind of his thing. So it starts out with that, and then we kind of go into learning the laws of Krakoa, which are pretty simple. This is to make more mutants, murder no man, and respect the sacred land. And the sacred land is not just Krakoa. It is the body, mutant kind itself. So it's kind of a weird thing that to respect the mutant kind and your mutant body, but also you can die as many times as you want and we'll bring you back. So it's a little weird. And then try new things is the, I guess, 3B. So Nightcrawler is, he is tasking some people with some different things to investigate some crimes. And he goes to Mars to visit Storm, where Storm is introducing him to Aura Sarita, the witness, who is essentially a gigantic eyeball. Or it's a person sitting on an eyeball. I can't tell. Like, I can see some arms.
Wasn't that the eyeball that was from Original Sin, like, that was called The Witness?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so. But it's, like, very Krakoan and weird now. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I remember it being an eyeball, but, like, I see this person almost riding it. So it's a little weird. I will be honest, I read through this half of the book two times. I have no idea what the F went on when he was in Mars. They were talking to this eyeball. This eyeball was like, hey, I have a problem. And Nightcrawler's like, well, that's really wrong how you're doing it, like killing people. And they're like, well, this is how we do it. And I have no clue what was going on. None at all. But then we come back down to Krakoa and we're back to normal. Things, and David Haller approaches and he wants to talk to Warlock because he wants to tell Warlock that his father was dead or was killed, and basically his father had a consciousness on the astral plane, and so did Nimrod, and that's how Nimrod killed him. So they're basically introducing the fact that AI can also have minds that are able to go where human minds can go. So a little evolution for robots there. But he's letting him know his father's dead, and he goes back and he's in the arms of Blindfold, and he's talking to her and telling her about how fabulous he's, you know, going to make things and how much he wishes she was here. And she's actually rejected having her body brought back at the Arba Magna, which is where they bring people back. The five bring people back. And while they're in the middle of this conversation, Mother Righteous shows up. It's this new character. She's kind of cool looking. And she's basically talking to David about power and how she's like, you're very ambitious, and I know you want power. she's like, and I can give that to you. And then it kind of just ends. So it was a super freaking weird issue. I understood about 20% of what I read. So maybe I missed something. I don't know. But it was also like that in the Way of X book. The Way of X book was very weird too. So I'm going to give it a couple issues. But of the new X-Men stuff, that is my least favorite so far.
Wow. Yeah. An X book you don't like.
Yeah, right?
What is this world?
Where am I?
So, all right. My next book is Unnatural Blue Blood, number one.
Mirka.
So, firstly, I'm going to tell you that I bought the Steven Sedgwick cover, which is infinitely cooler than this cover. Mm-hmm. It was very good. So, So, most of this book is about Shay, who is the little sister of Leslie's boyfriend, who's the big white wolf, named Cal, like Cal Drago Cal, because he has the black part over his, like the black patch over his eye. And it's kind of like Shay kind of getting used to high school and the thing, like the rule where you have to mate with the same animal is no longer a thing. Shay's having trouble in high school adjusting. Leslie and Cal are having trouble being kind of sort of parents while being big brother. It's interesting because at the end, Leslie's still having crazy dreams, and it kind of turns a little mystical at the end there. But it's still a good ride. If you've liked the first volume, you'll like this one. I really, really enjoy it.
I didn't read the first one. Is this Blue Blood? Is this something that was set up in the previous one, or is this something new that's being introduced into like this whole story?
It's been a while since I've read the first volume, but it does work itself in there with that. But it's okay. I can't remember why it's important. I just remember that like most of the whole thing was about how two different animals couldn't mate. And weirdly, this book is way less sexual than the first volume.
I know. I opened it up and I was like, there's no pig wieners or whatever. Like, this is like, what happened?
Wolf dongs or pig titties. There's not.
Well, there was a pig nipple on the last page.
Oh yeah, yeah, but not very. It's just, it's very.
Slight. Yeah, it's just like slightly there. Like, oh, move your arm. You're letting it all hang out.
I think Andolfo's having more fun with sweet
paprika.
Sweet paprika that he's putting all of his or all the
his horniness into.
I was like, what's the word I need? You said it.
Yeah,
the horniness.
The horniness.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that book is.
Yes.
And that's a spinoff of Unsacred, Sweet Paprika. Is that part of the Unsacred line? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. My book, this is the end of The Devil's Reign. This is the Omega issue, which actually had a little bit more going on than I expected it to. Usually an Omega issue is like, hey, here's this stupid stuff that we
also took you into. I should point out Mirka Andolfo, totally a woman.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not. Well, all right then.
Yep. Sorry. I was like, wait a minute. No, I'm pretty sure Mirka Andolfo's a woman. Yeah, Mirka Andolfo's a woman.
Well, then I feel like maybe she'll give Sora a run for her money then.
I think they know each other.
Oh, do they?
I think.
I know she knows like Josh Blaylock, who does a lot of stuff that's similar to that too. But
yeah, I'll have to ask her. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, my bad.
No, you're fine. Anyways, this is the Omega issue for the Devil's Reign event, which was fantastic. You should read it if you haven't. And it opens up, we're having a funeral for Matt Murdock, which, if you remember, not really Matt Murdock, it's his brother Mike, which, if one thing came out of this that I'm happy for, is that I always thought it was lame that they did the, like, oh, I have a twin brother and his name's Mike Murdock and he's going to help me hide out that I'm, hide the fact that I'm Daredevil. Like, I'm glad that he's dead for that reason, because I thought it was cheesy.
Was he also blind? Like,
no, he wasn't, but he pretended to be blind. You know? So they're having a funeral. All the superheroes know that this is Mike Murdock, not Matt Murdock, but the, like, this love interest, she does not. And we get to this point where we're on the roof now and Daredevil's talking to Luke Cage and Danny Rand. And they're like, okay, so what's this all about? Like, what are you doing? And he's like, we're going to take down the Hand. It's important that people think I'm dead because, you know, he doesn't want this coming back on them. He's going to do something serious. He promised Elektra that he would do, and that's take down the Hand. And that was my screen went weird. So sorry. There we go. So they're having this conversation about it. And in the middle of the conversation, Daredevil's like, oh, there's a bank robbery. Do you want to do something about this, Mr. Mayor, or are you too good for this now? And they go fight these bank robbers and they stop them, and the Thunderbolts show up. And, you know, Luke Cage is like, look, I'm the mayor now. What's the problem? We just got the bank robbers. And the Thunderbolts are like, it doesn't matter that you're the mayor. Like, this was a law that was signed into place by your predecessor, and this is what the people want. So just because you're the mayor doesn't mean this is going away. Like, we're here to stay, which is going to be kind of like the lead-in event or the lead-in thing to the Thunderbolts series that's coming out. So they're coming out with a new Thunderbolts series. Luke Cage gets on the phone. He's talking with one of, like, his managers at the in the city about how they can take this down. And Jessica Jones walks in. And earlier in the issue, it's just too many screenshots to take. She tracks down the only remaining child of Kilgrave's children that still has powers. This is the only one that has powers left. All the other ones were placed together with a family, and he was just thrown in this foster home with a power dampener on, and she essentially adopts him.
Okay.
So, which I thought was cool, because, you know, she's had her issues with him, with Kilgrave, and now she's going to take one of his children that hated him and bring him in. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of reminds me of like when Rogue and Captain Marvel in the current series, and Captain Marvel was like, I need to, or Rogue said, I need to borrow your powers, you know? So you're confronting these past things. And I thought that was pretty interesting. So I'm excited to see where this will go. It looks like maybe there's going to be some kind of a Jessica Jones or Luke Cage thing coming out of this, because she mentions that she has some things to do, but not what they are. And I'd be interested to see that and see how this new child affects their life. But it was a good wrap up. There was two other smaller stories at the end of it that are kind of like just pushing new books. But it was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. My last book, Spider-Man 2099, Numero Un, by Steve Orlando and artist who will be at the show, Dave Wachter. Yeah, that's right. A dude from Pittsburgh drew this book. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
And it's awesome in true Dave Wachter form. It's mostly the story of the new Winter Soldier, who's the last Winter Soldier in the future. And she steals this crystal back from, like, the guy that's running the Winter Soldier program that has all her memories in it. And then it's just like this trip of her, like, trying to escape the city. And she rides a train that she didn't want to be on anyway, and befriends this old lady. And then Crossbones tries to shoot, like, kill her. And Crossbones is awesome because he's like a cyborg. And apparently, like, once, like, at some point they revived some of the bad guys to be like these cyborg hunter machines and the hunter killers. And he also has the original Winter Soldier's arm as part of his cybernetics. Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
So they have this awesome throwdown where she, you know, eventually does defeat him so that we can move the story on. But she rips off his Winter Soldier arm and just throws it over her shoulder and takes it with her. And she gets to this Celestial Garden, which is where everybody is trying to go. And then you finally see Spider-Man 2099 again. I really like this book a lot because the story was great. My only problem was that there were two pages that had Spidey on it.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted a little more. I mean, I did get Ghost Rider 2099 too, so that was pretty sweet. But it was just a, like, I really, really want this to be Spider-Man-y.
I think what the what they're, it seems like they're trying to do is they're trying to relaunch the 2099 universe, but Spider-Man is currently the only remaining, like, established 2099 right. character after that event that they did with like Doom and stuff a couple years back. So, well,
they've had Spidey 2099 like floating in the in the ether here and there.
Yep.
For a while,
he was in the regular. He was in the regular 616 for a while when he was like displaced. So, if this all leads to bringing back the 2099 universe, and they do things like X-Men and Spider-Man and Doom,
Ghost Rider,
and hell, Doom, even Punisher, Ravager, bring it back, Ravager. So,
yeah.
I'm for it. Let's do it. So.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I love the 2099 run. It was so dumb and cheesy, but it was so good. So good.
So I'm thinking I did issue one of this book. You did issue two, and now I'm on three. So maybe because we both like this book so much, we'll just alternate, and then you can do issue four. Sound good?
Yeah. So I get the even numbers is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
so this is issue three of the best book that you should be reading. And if you're not,
you should be reading all of the White Knight stuff.
Yes. Honestly. Everything. Every single thing. The Harley Quinn one, there was a Victor Freeze, which comes into play one shot. So this starts off, Terry McGinnis is kind of doing some work for Derek. Is it Powell, I believe?
Powers.
Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. And what they're trying to do is he's trying to have Terry McGinnis break into this Gotham tech company and steal this chip that will allow Powers to control the suit better. And I don't think it's really registering with Terry that, like, that means that, like, he'll be able to control the suit while he's in it and what that would mean for him. So he's not really processing that. He breaks in, he kind of gets caught when he's invisible and somebody, a cop bumps into him and spills some coffee on him. It cuts to, Bruce Wayne back. Remember, he was at Harley Quinn's place and we found out they were married. And you find out that the marriage was basically because, for legal matters, because, husband, wife, confidentiality. So she was helping him out because she cared about him. She thought that she was part of, like, that family, the Bat family. And he kind of has an argument with her, the whole time, digital Joker's in the back. And he's like, I can't believe this. Like, what's going on? Like, you married my wife. Like, I love her. And then Bryce comes downstairs and he's like, hey, my sister, the Joker's daughter, she ran away and we can't find her. And can you help find her? And Batman's like, I'll absolutely help you find her. So Batman starts putting the suit together that he's going to go out, but he's like, I want to do this without Batman. So it's kind of a suit similar to what you see on the front page here. He's painted over the bat symbol, and then he's just wearing a hood, but he's not really wearing the cowl. He's denying who he is. He hasn't come back to that realization that he needs to be Batman. At this point, we have Duke Thomas, who works for the GTO. And Duke. If I remember, Duke's the signal, right?
Duke, yeah. Duke is the signal. Yeah. He was a Robin first.
Yes, yeah. And he's going to be a Robin again in this. He quits the GTO, and he goes to Barbara and says, I want to be part of the Gotham Police Force again. And she's like, I respectfully say no. She's like, what I want you to do is I want you to take this Robin suit. And she's like, I want you to be undercover for me. And she's like, Bruce needs help. And he doesn't realize that he needs help. And I can't do it from the position that I'm in. So I need you to be that for me. So he's like, okay, let's give this a shot. So I love that like kind of twist there of him leaving. We cut back. Terry McGinnis is here. He's broke in. He's grabbing the chip, and as he gets the chip, he wants to kind of like sneak out, see what the suit can do. And Powers is like, no, you need to just confront these people, kill them, whatever you need to do. And he starts controlling the suit for him and throwing batarangs. And I think this is when you're starting to see a little bit of him realizing what's happening. Powers reveals to Terry that Bruce Wayne is the one that killed Terry's father. And I don't think it's true. It has that whole like villain pointing a weapon at somebody else so he can kind of operate in the background. In the meantime, Joker's like, well, what's the deal with Derek Powers anyways? And Bruce Wayne's, well, like, here's the background. His family, they were immigrants. They came over here from Tel Aviv. His father was really smart and worked at Wayne Cryotech with Victor Freeze. And Derek followed in his footsteps until he realized the Nazi connection that Victor Freeze had. So he broke away from that. And he went to Bruce Wayne and said, hey, like, let me work for you in this automotive division. And he's working on vehicles and things like that. And when Bruce Wayne realizes he's working on weapons, he's like, I'm shutting this down. And Derek Powers is like, well, you could, but if you do, I'll tell everybody. I don't know what I said with an accent, but if you do, I'll tell everybody that you're Batman. And he knows he's Batman because Batman's running around in the cars that are built with the material that he's, you know. So he's like, okay, I think we can work together because I don't want everybody to know you're a bitch. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
Douche.
Cuts back. Terry McGinnis sneaks up on Batman and he's like, Bruce Wayne. He's like, why'd you kill my dad? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they get into a fight when, boom, Robin shows up. Looks awesome. They get into a little bit of a scuffle and some things happen. I won't say. The action is great. The story's great. I love how it flows. It all makes sense. It's like, it's complicated, but it's also very simple at the same time. Mm. And I think that's why the book works when he writes it. So,
right.
Loved it.
Oh, hold on. I had a really funny picture I wanted to share before we do that. I gotta find it. Hold on.
Okay.
Almost there. Before we get into trailers, because it's just gonna be funny.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I gotta open it. Mm. Come on.
While you're doing that, I'll tell everybody, we got three trailers we're going to go over. We're going to do Willow, which looks fantastic. We're going to do Andor. And then we're going to do the official first trailer for Thor Love and Thunder. So,
but if you're going to skip all that because you really don't care, or you have better things to do, or you're going to sleep because, wait, wrong one. My bad.
Stop. Wrong one.
You don't want to see yourself chatting? My bad. This one. There we go.
Yep.
Accurate shot of myself later. Just saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it can't be at midnight. It has to be at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
So, yeah.
If I were...
I don't know if you heard the news.
No.
Hayden what? Christensen said, I want to do a Darth Vader Disney Plus series.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. We'll see.
And I'm like, yes, let's do it. Because the Darth Vader comic book, since Marvel got it back, has easily been the best comic book of all of the Star Wars books. So Great. Do it. So I get, what trailer do you want to run with first?
I don't care. Pick your poison. I'm good.
How about we go with the one that I think was the weakest? What do you think?
Okay. We'll see. I mean, we either are 100% on the same, usually. Like, I'd say we're on the same page, like 80% of the time.
I think you'll agree with me on this one. I'm not saying that the second and third one are going to be in that order, but this is definitely the one.
You're not going to like make me rewatch She-Hulk now that they released a better quality one. Did they?
No, I'm not, but it did make me feel better that I felt like I wasn't crazy, because I know you were saying that it didn't bother you too much, and I heard some other people say that, and I was like, am I just nuts? Like,
or you know, we just have lower standards because we're at this point of just we want it to happen.
If you find exercise hard, you need one of these. Oh, all you need is 3 minutes. Once you try it, you'll never dread working out again.
Oh god.
This is Andor.
Neat. Ah. Ooh. Yes, didgeridoo. Get some of that cycle breathing going on.
I thought for a second that was Chopper, too, from Rebels.
No.
They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied.
I'm fat and satisfied.
Me too.
They're everywhere. Watching me now.
Soon enough, these days will end.
Yeah, tell me.
Oh, that guy. Love that guy.
There will be no rules going forward.
Papa Skarsgård.
People are standing up. That's what a reckoning sounds like.
All right, stop it before there's more ads. Okay, cool.
Yep.
So that
comes out August 31st.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Like, I thought they nailed the right amount of Rogue One vibe with right amount of prequel vibe. I thought it had, and enough of like the Disney Plus TV show style mixed in there. Like, I thought it was a very good, it looks like it's set right. Let's put it that
way. I agree with that, because I think when you know, looking at like Boba Fett and like so much sand. Like, can we go somewhere else? I think that the scale of this one looks a little bit larger. Yeah. And we're going to see some other locations. I thought it was awesome that we saw the clone trooper, like, gunships and the clone troopers in there.
Yeah.
So to get to see those worlds in live action, finally start, you know, to come back together again.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I said it was the worst of the two is because I don't really think it gives you a sense of the story. It's just like, here's some cool clips of things that are in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give you totally a sense of, like, what the story is going to be, which is fine, because I think sometimes trailers show too much nowadays.
I agree.
But yeah, it's not that it was bad. I just don't think it's the best of the three that we're going to watch. So.
Right.
But I'm excited for it, which is weird, because when they announced Andor a year or two ago, I was just like, the guy from Rogue One that's dead, why do I care? And now looking at it, like, okay, this could be pretty interesting. So,
I think it'd be good. Like I said, I think they hit the tone of where in the storyline it's supposed to be. So to me, that's half the battle. Now they just have to, you know, write a half decent show and we'll see how it goes.
Yes.
All right. What do you got next?
Well, your pick. We can go Willow, or we can go with, what's her name?
Thor,
your pick.
Let's do Thor.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about Willow.
And then if you want, I also have on here crockpot Cajun chicken Alfredo recipes.
Ooh.
Do this.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome.
Full screen that. All right, here we go. This is the Thor Love and Trailer, the official
Love and Trailer. Thor Love and trailer. Yes. Yep. Okay.
Kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that,
Mjolnir,
he reclaimed his title as the one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon.
Jane?
The old ex-girlfriend.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
Am I sensing feelings?
Well, you're right.
The only ones who gods care about is themselves.
So this is my vow.
All gods will die.
I just want to say that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
It's just my first bad guy.
You never forget your first.
Like the other gods of Kiln. Because I have something worth fighting for.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And flick!
Oh!
You flick too hard, damn it!
Shall we help him? I mean, eventually. Grape.
So, I'm going to say right now, I'm super excited because that was Zeus.
Yeah.
And to know that there's a possibility that Hercules is going to come in here is really awesome for me. I love that terrible Guns N' Roses cover they're using for this too.
But I
still enjoyed it. I think my worry is that it's going to be too humory. Kind of like the second one was.
Yeah.
So, but
I mean, when I saw it, and then I saw Gore come in, I was a little disappointed. He didn't have like the tendrils. Mm-hmm. He had a normal nose, But there was a couple shots of him where he looked more decayed than what he was before. Because right. you see him when he's like, all gods must die, and he has like those tattoos, and then they're gone. And I'm wondering if this is, you know, he starts as this one thing, but maybe the necro sword that he has, which we don't know if it's going to be tied to Venom or anything in the comics, is, does that start to wither away at him and like wear him down to maybe what we know in the comic books?
I mean, it's been a while since I've read that Jason Aaron run, but I'm pretty sure that that would, that wasn't that over like three different timelines though? So
there was past Thor, there was current Thor, and then there was King Thor.
Right. Can I also say how fucking exciting I am to see Tooth Gnasher and Tooth Grinder in that trailer?
Yes. Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, there's a flying goats.
Let me show you something real quick on this, because somebody pointed this
out. Kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After Satan's journey,
he got in shape.
He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time,
Thor set off. Greater strength right there.
Yeah, but right here, somebody pointed out, they're like, okay, he lands, he's, you know, he's got, it zooms out, and there's this space on the left as it zooms out.
Okay.
And we've seen this before with the Spider-Man trailer, where they took out the other Spider-Men.
Uh-huh.
So it almost feels like there's supposed to be something there, and there was a lot of rumors that Beta Ray Bill's going to be in this.
Oh, I can see Hercules being there instead.
Or Hercules, So... I thought that was interesting. It, once you see it in the Spider-Man trailer, you're like, oh, now I got to look through for it in every trailer for these weird missing gaps where there's like what's supposed to be there.
Right.
This is the
only two things are forever.
The best trailer of the
Liberty Mutual the customizing day, your car insurance, so you only pay for
this
what you
one. I agree.
And if anyone objects to this marriage,
started, it was awesome.
Kevin,
no, I also love this commercial.
Only pay for what you need.
Damn it, Kevin.
Liberty, liberty, liberty. I have to rewatch this movie now.
There is a story of a child destined to be an empress. And the unlikely hero who would protect her.
There is a balance between all things. Light and shadow. Good and evil. When that balance is upset, the universe corrects.
The world needs you again. It needs your magic.
Into the unknown. That's where we must go.
Thanks for spoiling the fun here, YouTube. You're like, did you like this? Guess what? Ray Liotta's dead. Like, come on. You didn't have to ruin my day. That's messed up.
Yeah, so I found it funny that the dude who played Flash Thompson in the Spider-Verse is Spider-Man movie.
I saw that. I was like, oh, Flash Thompson's in there. That's awesome. yeah, that one looks, because I can see, you know, they bring, you know, I can see it going somewhere for a long time beyond that season, watching it. It just looks like they have so much that they can expand on.
Is it bad that I feel like this looks like a better Lord of the Rings setting than Lord of the Rings looks?
No, because I thought that when I watched it. I mean, I really like Lord of the Rings, and I'd say maybe, I mean, Lord of the Rings had that like, oh, we're doing the heavy CGI and stuff like that. This one looks like it's either polished or a lot more real world settings, but definitely better than the Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Not that they were bad. It's just they were so unnecessary.
They were totally unnecessary. You have a book that's this thick.
Yeah.
And you made three movies from it. But then you
have
three other books and each one gets a movie. So
yeah.
Sad. That's why I only saw the one in theaters, and I don't think I've ever watched the third one.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I really liked all those. I think I actually have them on Blu-ray somewhere, but I like the Lord of the Rings ones, the Hobbit ones. It paid off, but the middle one, like, they could have easily made it two movies instead of three. But it was just really long. That's all. Yeah. Unnecessarily long. Stop it, Peter Jackson. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
We haven't seen him do anything on that scale for a while.
So. Doesn't need to. He's still living on the money off it.
Yep.
So and our buddy Stu is like hanging out right by some hobbit holes. Whatever. It's where we quarantined.
We've hit double digits.
What?
This double digits.
Are you sure? Sure that you just don't have like Steph walking around your house, like turning on every single device just to do?
Why is Tim's internet running so slow? No reason. He's got every device in the world running.
Right.
10 people on a non-guest.
That's awesome.
Yep. We have guests coming up.
Yeah.
We have Chris Anderson the week after the con. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new book coming out by Jordan Blum and Patton Oswalt. I don't know if you saw that. And I'm working with Jordan now. He wants to come back on and talk about it.
Awesome. I love Jordan. He's great.
And I'm kind of hoping, I know this is selfish, and I love Jordan. He's awesome. I'm kind of hoping, like, he'd just be like, hey, Patton, come on, sneak over with me.
That'd be so cool.
It would be freaking amazing. I don't think it'd happen, and I don't want to ask him, but maybe I will. I don't know.
I am. You know what? Since next week's the week before the con, I'm going to see if Justin wants to come on too.
Okay.
And maybe Scott, and we'll just talk about the show.
We'll just cut it up. We'll just run down the list. Maybe get some screenshots of work that all the different like major artists have done.
Would you guys like that? Like, let us know in the chat here. We're going to, we know there's a delay, so it'll take a minute, but let us know if you guys think that'd be cool. I think that sounds like a plan because we're going to be in full con mode, and we may even show some video from Cosplay Karaoke. So,
which means that episode's probably going to be pretty long. So, I guess we just need to call it the long con.
Oh, look at you.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
That was good. That was real good. Jeez. So. The long con. Jeez. Dan said it'd be cool.
Cool.
No, this is all we need.
This is a fun show. This couple trailers, you know. Some good books.
Big week for nerd stuff. So
yeah, it really is. Yeah. There was a lot of books that came out this week. So if you haven't caught in to pick up your books yet, like get there before
they're gone. Like so not only did I have these three, but like that's my pile.
Yeah, mine was like with my discount, it was still like $65.
Yeah. I was gonna say like mine was like 50 or 60 bucks.
Yeah,
crazy.
Back to a normal week next week. I think it's a smaller week next week. So,
right. So that'll be good. We can even ask Justin to do a couple books. You know, because
is it a 5 week?
Let me check for you.
I feel like there's
one, five Thursdays.
Five Wednesdays for comics.
Yeah.
For reviewing them.
Yeah. There's five of each. So yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna be a long week.
It's gonna be a long month.
And remember, guys. So there's going to be 2 weeks where I may not be able to come on. Let me just look. I think it's the 15th, the 16th. Might be a crapshoot. I might be doing it from a buddy of mine's living room, my buddy Tim from the 501st. You guys remember him, right? And then the 23rd, I will be on the road to North Carolina for Heroes Con. So nice. We're going to skip that week, and I will give you a full Heroes Con review the week after that. So much stuff. And then on the 9th, we have, well, who was it? We have on the 9th? What's his name?
Chris Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, he was such a fun dude.
He is. And I think his, I think August of this year is when his, like that D&D comic that he did comes out.
Yeah. We,
August or September.
We did the retail backer of that. Yeah. So,
yeah, we did. So, I think it's either August or September. So hopefully it's still on track for that. I'll have to find out and then post an update on Facebook. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got. I don't know about everybody else, but cool. All right. See everybody next Thursday.
Everybody, so glad to have extra Thursday warriors.
Yes. Thank
you. Hit the bell, hit the like, hit subscribe so you're always here, because it's so much more fun when everybody's here and we're doing it live with all the comments and stuff like that. I think that's like, while it might not be like as polished with like the way we do like our, showing our trailers and things like that, I think it makes it more fun because it just seems more natural. So
agreed. We're not like we said it before, we're the most mediocre podcast in Pittsburgh.
And so, I'm proud of it.
Hey, keeping that status quo, buddy.
Stay in our lane.
Right. Don't forget, we get your tickets for Three Rivers Comic Con next weekend, guys. We will see you there. We will be there. I will be floating around all weekend. Stop me, say hi, make sure I get something to eat and drink, because I will tend to forget. And I'm being dead serious. Just go, hey, did you eat or get a drink? Like, just do it. So, wrong to miss. Looking at you, buddy. I know you're going to be my savior all weekend. It's going to be great. So, all right. Thanks so much, guys. And we will catch you next Wednesday or Thursday. Fuck, now you have me doing it. Next Thursday. All right. See you guys.